see that every tissue in my tongue is burning. I talk. Came that embarrassment as I knocked down my friend's wine all over the table. The contestant, Toastmasters, and my dear guests. It was just 3 days since I joined my engineering college. And I got a call from my cousin sister, Sindhu, US returned high-profile businesswoman. I was quite baffled when I got an invite to her get-together party at a luxurious hotel in Bangalore. I started wondering, do I go to the party? A small city sweetheart who has never been to a drink-and-dine party experienced nightlife in Bangalore. I was totally apprehensive about the whole plan. But face to face, I didn't want to be the party pooper. I mustered courage to walk into the star-struck dinner party. Tell me, ladies, what is the first question that comes to your mind when you are invited to a party? Exactly. What do I wear? After some humming and hawing here and there, I finally managed to beg, borrow, or steal a beautiful blue gown and a dazzling yet torturous 3-inch heels for the evening. I could see some signs of confidence breezing up. I was ready. 7-8 was, and I was right in front of the restaurant. I received a warm welcome from the waitress, and I was accompanied to the dining area. The party was so low-lit that I had to literally crawl like a snail with my 3-inch heels trying to balance myself and settle down. And there I saw my sister Sindhu looking like quite an eye candy in her exquisite red gown. She gave a warm introduction to all the guests, and there was some lot of jokes around, puns, humor around the table. I was just a mute spectator, just looking around, looking at all the corporate folks and wondering, oh, big guys, maybe one day I'll become like them. I had nothing to talk, neither could I understand any word in their foreign accent. Finally, my hunger and all the weight came to an end when the gourmet food was served. My sister, who was a connoisseur of food, started blabbering about her discerning palate. I grew so impatient with the chatter and tittle-tattle, I just grabbed my soup and sipped it in. And that is when I burned my tongue. I could see fire coming out of my mouth. What do I need now? I wanted some water, for God's sake. I just tried to reach the water at the other end of the table, stretching my hands and legs like an octopus, and talk. That is when I spilled my friend's wine all over the table. I could see my sister's face turning into a red apple. Oh my God, that was the most embarrassing moment, up until then at least. Lesson number one. While eating out, wait for everyone until he or she picks up the fork. Wait for the food to cool and then only start eating. There is something called as patience you need to learn. Lesson number two. If a food is far away from you, you don't have to perform yoga to reach it. Just request the person sitting closest to it to pass it to you. And then came the starters. A hostel student, dying out of hunger. It looked like that. As soon as the starters came, I just grabbed my spoon and started eating it. Within a minute, there was no starters in my plate. I could see that everyone was still cherishing his or her meal, slowly taking one bite at a time. It really looked like I have never seen food in my lifetime. Lesson number three, match your eating pace with that of others so that you finish your food around the same time as them. And lesson number four, always hold your fork in the right hand and spoon in the left, with handles and the palm of the hand and thumb underneath. Fingers should never be used to push food to the spoon. Come on, focus, you can do it without them. And finally, the main course came. I had ordered some noodles. I had just taken a mouthful of noodles and another mouthful just clinging on, and I'm trying to put it in my mouth. And I was interrupted by someone at the other end of the table. It was so ridiculous of me to answer this person in the state. I just sprayed some mouthful of noodles across the table and some on the person sitting next to me. Lesson number five, never talk when you're eating. Wait until you gulp your food and then only answer anyone. And lesson number six, always eat with your mouth closed. Food looks good only on the plate and not in your mouth. becoming this person famous for committing blunders, being stigmatized as this stupid person, I slowly started comprehending where all did I go wrong. And these are the four etiquettes which I learned seeing all the folks around. Never shout at a waiter. If you want to make an, if you want to say something, just try to make an eye contact. And if the eyes don't meet, just raise your hand with the index finger slightly raised. Of course, the index finger, not the little finger. And lesson number 8. Napkin should be used only to dab your lips or rub your hand. Don't blow your nose with them. And lesson number 9. To all the beautiful ladies here, you may reapply your lipstick after you have done with the meal, but it should end there. Don't apply makeup to the whole face. And lesson number 10. Lastly, always thank the host before leaving. I hope that these little etiquettes help everyone at some point of time. I hope you all remember these etiquettes. Thank you so much for this.